Blog Talk Radio.
Having a good Tuesday out there. I want to say hello to all my friends down in Marshall and Mineola, Texas. They are tuning in tonight, so I want to say hello to you boys and girls. Fastest 30 Minutes in Internet Radio is on the air, and as always, I am your host, Greg Squirrel. You can find the Greg Squirrel Show on Facebook. You can leave us comments on the Facebook if you're listening to us tonight. We also have our chat room up and running, Blog Talk Radio, the Greg Squirrel Show. You can come in the chat room and leave your comments. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Got some good stuff going on tonight. So I want to apologize for not being on the air last night. Things got a little crazy. I don't know what happened. So anyway, but we're back tonight. So once again, you can join us on Facebook on the Greg Squirrel Show. Post your comments. List any questions that you may have. You can also join us in the chat room. Once again, we are coming to you live from the Cherokee Entertainment Studios. So if you want to call in, you can join us on the call-in line, 347-326-9073. All phone lines are open, so feel free to call on in, and we'll be glad to talk to you on the air. Okay, I'm just going to throw it out there. Let's get it started. BCS Championship game. As everybody knows by now, Alabama Crimson Tide defeated the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. And I'm sorry, I just expected more out of Notre Dame. You know, yeah, I know Alabama's tough. I know Alabama was predicted to win coming into that game. But, you know, you just expect more out of Fighting Irish. I mean, you know the football game is boring when Alabama's girlfriend gets more airtime than the football team. Let's be real. Come on, this is the national championship game. And the girl, and you know, Brent Musburger, God bless his soul, I think the guy's getting senile. But you know that the national championship game is boring when, well, like I say, when the A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, now we all know that she's Miss Alabama, and you know, we know she's very beautiful. But, you know, your national championship game is boring when A.J. McCarron's girlfriend gets more comment and more airtime than the football game itself. So my first poll for today, you know, I always like to have my little polls going on, and you can comment on the chat room. You can go on to Facebook, onto the Greg Squirrel Show, leave a comment under there, or you can call in on the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline at 347-326-9073. is the game what you expected? And who do you think could have been a tougher opponent? Personally, I'm going with the Oregon Ducks. You know, yeah, defensively, it may still have been a tight game defensively, but I think Oregon could have put up a better showing offensively. So that's my question out to you on the internet poll tonight is the game what you expected, and who do you think would have been a better opponent for the Alabama Crimson Tide? So we're going to let that go. Great news out of Kansas City. Andy Reid has been hired as the new head coach in Kansas City. So looking forward to exciting things at Kansas City. Andy Reid, great football coach. Things just kind of ran a little stagnant in Philadelphia. And, you know, maybe it was time for a change. So Coach Reid, he's now up at Kansas City. Congratulations to Andy Reid. A lot of some big news coming out of the NFL today, which we're going to get to in just a little bit. One more comment about the BCS championship game. You know the game sucked when your quarterback and your center are fighting with each other. Just, you know. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Hey. For all you hockey fans out there, yes, the NHL has reached an agreement. So it looks like they're probably going to have a shortened 42-game season. So that's if the fans come back. That's all I'm going to say about that. Once again, you can comment on anything you want to. You feel free to call in. You can go on the chat room that we have up and running, Blog Talk Radio, the Greg Squirrel Show, and you can also get us on Facebook under the Greg Squirrel Show. Buffalo Bills got a new head coach, Doug Marrone, I believe is his name. He was the head coach at Syracuse, led him to a big Pinstripe Bowl victory over the West Virginia Mountaineers. He's going to be named head coach at Buffalo. So congratulations for him. And I guess the big one is Dallas Cowboys running back coach has been fired. And Dallas Cowboys have fired Rob Ryan, their defensive coordinator. Now, I don't know if that's going to fix Dallas's problem. Offensively, I'm going to say yes, because, you know, this was one of Dallas's worst seasons as far as run production. But, outside of a few injuries, I thought the Cowboy defense was doing pretty good. So, anyway, we're going to have to see how that turns out. Got a feel-good moment I want to talk to you about. Once again, it came out of the Oregon, the Fiesta Bowl, Oregon. And one of their players, a guy named Dane Ivanez. You really got to go out there and call this your Rudy moment, because that's really what it was. Dane Ivanez, been around the program for 4 years, and he was a practice squad guy. And, you know, he ran to practice squads, ran to opposing teams' plays during practices, you know, and he was, once again, one of those guys that the entire team liked. Well, he hardly got to play during the season. Well, so during the Fiesta Bowl, which Oregon defeated Kansas State, they wanted Dane to be able to say, hey, he had played in a bowl game while he was with the Ducks. So what happens? One of their top players fakes an injury. So Dane Ibanez can get into the game. I'm trying to find the name here. So anyway, walk-on running back. Keenan Lowe faked his injury, so Dane Ibanez could be brought into the game. And you know, I'm going to applaud that because that showed how much the Oregon Ducks respected this guy and how much he was really a part of the team, even though he wasn't on the field all the time. But they felt it was important enough that during a bowl game, the players said, oh, coach, I'm hurt, when he really wasn't. So Dane Ibanez could come into the game. So, that's my feel-good, warm, fuzzy-feely moment of the day. So let me know what you think about that. Once again, I want to talk about mixed martial arts. You know, that's about the last five, 6 years, that's been my new love, doing ring announcing. I've been doing it about 12 years now. I've been doing sports announcing for football, basketball, baseball. Done some boxing events here and there, but then had a chance to go start doing ring announcing for a mixed martial arts event. And so got a big event coming up January 19th in Springfield, Missouri. Uncivil War MMA presents Bad Vibes. If you go on there, if you look on their Facebook page, Uncivil War MMA, and you want to get tickets for that event, it's at the Howard Johnson Event Center. If you order your tickets online and you get the Facebook special, you'll get $10 off your tickets for that event. And so it's going to be a great show. It's going to be recorded for KOZL, which is one of the stations up there in Springfield. They're going to be there filming the event to be shown on TV. So we invite everybody to check that out. Once again, Howard Johnson Event Center, January 19th. We are tentatively set to do a quick 30-minute show from the event. So we invite everybody to come check that out. It's going to be fun. I always enjoy doing those events. So that's what we got going on there. Once again, if you want to call in, if you're listening live out there, 347-326-9073, feel free to call in. We'll talk about anything under the sun, except Honey Boo Boo. I am banning Honey Boo Boo tonight. We are not going to talk about Honey Boo Boo one time. I don't know how I got myself suckered into a conversation about Honey Boo Boo today, but I did, and I had to go wash the redneck out of my mouth just talking about Honey Boo Boo. So, you got to feel sorry for the kid. I mean, that is definitely the most exploited top kid I've seen. I mean, her family, I don't know what to think about them folks, but that's not my life, thank God. But so we'll talk about anything else under the sun. We'll bash the president. I mean, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, but no Honey Boo Boo or Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey already had their first fight the last couple of days for this season's American Idol. So we're also not going to talk about Nicki Minaj. So anything else, we're good. Nicki Minaj, Honey Boo Boo, no. Once again, chat room is open, so if you're listening and you don't want to call in, but you want to leave a message in the chat room, do it. Once again, call in line 347-326-9073 is the call-in number. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, feel free to call us in right there. We're on the air 5 days a week. We're actually giving you a couple of extra days this week since we are just getting the show back on the air after a little hiatus, if you want to call it that. But normally we will be back on the air. This week we're doing this 10 o'clock time spot. Next week we'll probably try a different time spot once we get scheduling, figured out what we want to do. We want to be on the air at a time when everybody can listen. Because, you know, I want this show to be about everybody. And, you know, I want everybody to be able to call in, whether you're an MMA promoter, a boxing promoter, whether you're upset with the gun policy arguments going on in the United States. Hey, we'll talk about that too. But I want everybody to be a part of the Greg Squirrel Show. I want to say hello to a good friend of mine, Chad Ugly Uncle Carpenter. You can catch his little radio show every afternoon on Ustream. And check him out, Chad Ugly Uncle Carpenter, good friend of mine. So make sure you go on there and check him out. Once again, we're also up on the Facebook, the Greg Squirrel Show. You can go on there, leave messages. You can also go back and you can listen to any of our past shows. We archive our shows, so you can go back and listen to them 24 hours a day till your little heart's content. And yell at the show, yell at me, do what you want to do. Just as long as you're a part of the show, you can call me anything you want, just as long as you call me in time for dinner. So anyway, Dallas Mavericks, we're back in action tonight. Hadn't heard a score. I think they're just now getting started, but I wouldn't swear on it. I'll get my crack research staff to pull that information up and see where the Dallas Mavericks, maybe they're not playing tonight. I don't know. We'll look real fast and get, once again, my crack staff. They are on it because my crack staff is good like that. They just slipped me a sign that said, no, Mavericks are not playing tonight, so that's my bad for not doing my homework. They're back in action tomorrow night as they take on the L.A. Clippers. Once again, they lost last night, Monday night, to Utah. So I really hope Dallas can get it turned around because they're really on a skid right now. So that's what that is. The big Puma, Lance Berkman, he passed his physical, so it looks like he'll be a designated hitter for the Texas Rangers this season. I was really hoping St. Louis would keep an effort to keep him, but apparently they decided to let the big Puma go. Looks like NHL, their first set of games in their shortened season after the lockout is going to be Thursday the 10th. As the Dallas Stars take on Chicago, I hope that's correct because I know there's a lot of fans out there that like hockey. So that's that story. All right, let's talk about Arkansas Razorbacks. Hunter Henry, he's talking with Brett Bielema, the new head coach at Arkansas. So hopefully Hunter Henry, he's still going to be a Razorback. I know he was at the Under Armour All-American game. Coach Bielema was at the Under Armour All-American game. He's going to be visiting with Hunter Henry this coming weekend for an in-home visit. So let's hope Coach B can keep Hunter Henry in the program. Got a lot of great stuff. Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. You can join us on Facebook on the Greg Skrull Show. Leave any comments on there. We also got the chat room up and running, so feel free to call in there. We're going to try to get Eric Stevens, who is the promoter for Uncivil War MMA. We're going to try to get him on the show sometime between now and January 19th, so he can come on, talk about Uncivil War MMA Presents Bad Vibes at the Howard Johnson Event Center in Springfield, Missouri. It's going to be a great fight. I know that he does a good job setting up fights. He has a great matchmaker. You know, they really run a good program up there. So definitely one of the top MMA promotions in Missouri. I look forward to working with him as long as the high foot combat up in Mexico, Missouri. I always enjoy working with them. And then a Strike King over Muskogee, Oklahoma. I enjoy working with them. And I got a couple of other MMA promotions I'm talking to about doing their events. You know, it's going to be a great 2013. Did I say 2013? Okay, making sure I get that right, because I know years in the past I've been notorious. It'll still be February or March, and I'm still putting 2000 whatever, 2012 all my checks. So, we're looking good. 2013 is here. I hope it's been a great one. For all my listeners out there, it is fantastic stuff. Arkansas Razorback basketball, let's get that talked about real quick. We got about 8 minutes left on tonight's show. I told you it's the fastest 30 minutes in internet radio, so if you want to call in, you better get called in, and we'll talk about it on the air. 347-326-9073 is the number. Arkansas Razorbacks, they start conference play this weekend. I know Lady Razorbacks, they played Sunday night in their conference opener. They played at Texas A&M 51-6. That makes the Lady Razorbacks 12-3 on the season. So looking forward to a lot of great things out of the Lady Razorbacks. If you get a chance, go watch the Lady Hogs play. They got some great talent on that team. So make sure you get out there and check it out. And then our beloved men Razorback, Mike Anderson's second season back on the hill. They're going to be in action tomorrow night as they travel to College Station, Texas, to take on Texas A&M. 8 p.m. start. And so definitely going to be paying attention to that game. Hopefully I'll have some finals and stuff before we hit the air at 10 o'clock, but make sure you check that game out. Their last game was against Delaware State, 86-51, and so Hogs look a little sluggish at times, but, you know, if they can get all that worked out and get things going like I know they're wanting to, Arkansas should have a pretty decent season. I know they start conference play. They are 9-4 going into conference play, so they're sitting pretty good. I know Coach Anderson, he's putting in a lot of work getting that team together. Once again, if you're listening and you want to call in, 347-326-9073 on the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline. You can also join us in the chat room right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can join us on the Facebook. We have the chat room open on that. So if there's anything on your mind that you want to talk about, all you got to do is type in and let us know, because it's all good. Want to mention a good, well, he's my cousin. He's one of my best friends, Brian Center, Rugged Faith Ministries. They got a boot camp coming up, which is really fun. Way that boot camp work, you go on Friday. They have a lot of activities because it's, you know, it's for men. So, you know, they got archery ranges. It's out in the country. They got archery ranges, four-wheelers, canoes, hiking. If you just want to be one and out, one with the outdoors, and you want to be around other men who are devoted to living their life the right way according to the word of Jesus Christ, join Rugged Faith Ministries. You can, if you're interested in that, I forget where it's at. If you want to get, if you're in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri area, and you want to find out more about that, just pop me a message on the Facebook, and I will pass on that information to you about Rugged Faith Ministries. Brian Center, that's my cousin, great guy. I don't know what I'd do without that man in my life, but I'm glad he is part of it. Just like all my listeners, I mean, without my listeners, I am nothing. And so, I appreciate the guy, people who do listen to me live. I appreciate the listeners that go back and listen to our past shows on the archives. It's just great stuff. If you're, excuse me, I forgot my water. So, hold on, Dr. Pepper break. I found a can of Dr. Pepper that's been sitting here 5 days. So, I'm part Billy Goat. So, anyway, we won't get into that. So, anyway, we're going to be back on the air 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So, once again, call your buddies. Tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show, 347-326-9073. Also, once we get things up and running, we're going to have some great guests on the show talking in with us. I'm hoping to get Amy Hayes. Amy Hayes is a real good friend of mine. She is probably the top women's professional ring announcers. Great girl, we got to try to find something to do about her Kentucky Wildcat fetish. She has ate up Kentucky Wildcats. But, Amy Hayes is a great person. I was talking to her the other day. I was telling her that we're getting the show back going. And Amy Hayes said, well, hey, you know, anytime you want me to call in, just let me know what date. And we will do it, and we will set the airwaves on fire. And once we get things up and running, we're going to get Amy on the show. I appreciate her making an offer to call in. So we're going to be working on that. Don't forget our poll for today, and you can answer on the Facebook on the Greg Squirrel Show. Look at that page up on Facebook. Was the BCS championship game what you expected? And who do you think would have been a tougher or better opponent for Alabama and Tide? I did mean to mention Coach Eddie Sutton, former head coach at Arkansas, Kentucky, Oklahoma State, great guy. His wife passed away today, so Patsy Sutton, great lady. So we want to send our thoughts and prayers to Coach Eddie Sutton, Sean Sutton, his son, and the Sutton family. We just want to send them our thoughts and prayers and let them know that God's with them as they go through this tragic time. Once again, Patsy Sutton, she passed away today, so keep that family in your thoughts and prayers. So we are going to saddle up and get out of here, and we will be back on the air tomorrow night. So call your buddies, call your friends, join us here tomorrow night on the Greg Squirrel Show, and we will talk to you later. Bye. We'll be right back.